From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
The most dominant element in music worldwide is rhythm, with few traditions that have had a greater impact on world music than African percussive instruments, largely the drum, celebrated as both a symbol of heritage and as a welcomed partner in the creation of sounds from one end of the globe to the other.
Que vive en el copete.
African drums have traveled well not only as works of art, but they are also important icons that appear in deeply held and very old tribal communal rituals. In the West Indies and in South America, for example, the African drum retains its African form and its function as not just a marker of time, but also as a featured instrument. The African drum appears in spiritual practices of voodoo in Haitian and New Orleans communities, in Candomblé religious traditions of Brazil, in West Indian and South American popular music, and in Santeria, the syncretic religion of Cuba. The African drum, transported to the so-called New World, feared as a tool of rebellion and unwelcomed communication used by those enslaved, was outlawed in some regions of North America. However, places like New Orleans, Potter's Field in Philadelphia, and on the Wharf in Boston were exceptions where the use of African drums appeared as attributes for celebrations. In time, the perceived societal threat from the use of drums by those in bondage would result in the instrument's widespread suppression. Among African drums is today's popular djembe drum of the Mandinka people. It dates back to the Malian Empire of the 12th century. In its earliest form, the djembe, a member of a large family of different African hand drums, is said to date back to 500 AD, when it was first crafted as a sacred instrument employed for rites of passage, ancestral tribute, battle and healing rituals, and for social dances. Another less popular drum is the West African hourglass-shaped talking drum, whose pitch can be manipulated to impersonate the rise and fall of the human voice during speech. And though its initial purpose was for communication, the talking drum today is primarily used for performance. The conga drum and bongo drums, the smaller, two-headed version of congas, are products of Afro-Cuban music. Each is a distant relative of their African counterpart. The cajon, a box-shaped percussive wooden instrument, hails from Peru, and though it is linked to Africa, it is in fact a device uniquely wedded to Afro-Peruvians who first used it as luggage when moving from plantation to plantation. In time, the cajon became a table and then a chair, which illumines why one sits on top of this musical box when playing it. African drums, depending on which of the 54 countries they come from, have many, many different names. And depending on the size, purpose, and timbre, one can find just as many drums with similarities as you'll likely see with variations made of wood and metal. In many countries around the globe, drumming is a common musical expression associated with entertainment. In Africa, drums hold a more profound historical, symbolic, and communal importance for celebrations, the harvest, seasons, and the protection of sacred dwellings. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.
Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. Central for a night of world music here on Wisconsin Public Radio.